Live, that's where we leave the World Service and welcome you into Tap and Unwrap Christmas Day here on Radio 4. I'm Lisa Costello. Helen Willetts is at the BBC Weather Centre and pushing all the buttons to make it all happen is our studio manager, Jancis Haycox. We wish you all a very Merry Christmas. The shipping bulletin and news briefing are just ahead. And after that, at 6:15, we follow Yonder Star with Farming Today to hear about agricultural challenges in the UK's first designated International Dark Sky Reserve. Then at 7.
Christmas morning on BBC Radio 4.
Start the day with highlights of the Salvation Army Carol concert at the Royal Albert Hall. Then it's time for Tweet of the Day with Michael Palin.
Robins can sing well before dawn, their clear notes piercing the night air.
And after that, we've an absolutely fabulous reunion with Jennifer Saunders, Joanna Lumley, Julia Sawala, Jane Horrocks and producer John Plowman.
And food writer Nigel Slater will be revisiting Christmas's past in Young Again.
The whole house would be glowing.
Christmas morning on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
And our festive tweet of the day with Michael Palin is just before 8 this morning. Now let's get straight to Helen Willetts. Morning, Helen.
Good morning, Lisa. Hello, it's now time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 25th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in Cromarty, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High, North Biscay, 1,034, dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Viking, veering westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Cromarty, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, rain at times later, moderate or good. Tyne. Southwest 3 to 5, fair, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 except in Thames. Occasional drizzle. Fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or southwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Biscay, easterly or southeasterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in southwest. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. South Fitzroy, easterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in east, becoming variable 2 in west. Fair, good. North Fitzroy, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, south or southwest 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon, southwesterly becoming cyclonic, mainly 4 to 6, but 7 at first in northwest, occasional drizzle or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Northwest Rockall, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time at first, rain then showers, moderate or poor. Southeast Rockall, Malin, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, rain or drizzle, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in northwest Bailey, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time elsewhere, rain then showers, wintry in Bailey and Faroes, moderate or poor. And southeast Iceland, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 in northwest, sleet or snow showers, poor or very poor. And now the weather report from coastal stations for 0400 on today, the 25th of December 2024. Tyree Automatic, southwest 6, slight drizzle, 4 miles, 1019, rising slowly. Stornoway, south-southwest 6, drizzle, 2 miles, 1012, steady. Lerwick, southwest 8, 7 miles, 1,010, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest 5, more than 38 miles, 1,021, now falling. Bridlington, southwest by west 4, 1,026, rising slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 3, 5 miles, 1,031. Jersey, west-northwest 2, fog, 200 metres, 1,033, rising more slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, at 0400 hours, west by south 3, 500 metres, 1,032. Scilly Automatic, southwest 3, recent drizzle 2 miles, 1,032, now falling. Valentia, south-southwest 4, 8 miles, 1,027, steady. Ronald's Way, southwest 4, 19 miles, 1,027, rising slowly. And Malinhead, south by west 5, 9 miles, 1,021, now rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and again issued by the Met Office at 0500 on today, Wednesday, the 25th of December 2024. The general situation. The United Kingdom will lie in a mild west to southwesterly airflow during Christmas Day as a ridge of high pressure gradually builds across the south. Winds will be strong for many northern waters with gales possible near northwestern Scotland, and outbreaks of rain and drizzle will be confined mainly to northern and western areas. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, except near Aberdeenshire, then veering westerly for a time later and decreasing 3 to 5. Fair until later in the south, otherwise rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in the north. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later in the far north, rain later in the north, good, occasionally moderate later in the north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southerly or southwesterly 3 to 5, fair, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in the north, fog patches at first in the south, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in the south. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly or southwesterly 1 to 3, fog patches at first, moderate to very poor, becoming moderate or good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less, fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwesterly 2 or 3, backing southeasterly later in the west, but becoming variable 2 or less later in the east. Fair in the east, occasional drizzle in the west, fog patches at first in the west, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in the west. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 2 to 4, backing southerly 1 to 3 later, occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north, drizzle at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the north, becoming variable 2 at times in Liverpool Bay. Drizzle at times in the north, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, southwesterly 4 or 5, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lochfoyle to Carlingford Lock, southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 in the north, then becoming variable 3 or 4 later in the far north. Rain at times later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in the north, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, mainly fair, then rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later in the south, rain or drizzle at times, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And Shetland Isles, southwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 for a time at first in west and north, then veering westerly later, rain or drizzle at times, then showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And I'll have your Christmas Day forecast in a few minutes, Lisa.
Thanks, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on the 25th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Lisa Costello. The Archbishop of York, who's been accused of safeguarding failures, will use his Christmas Day sermon to stress the need for action, not just words. The Israeli military says its own ground operations in Gaza may have led to the killing of 6 hostages by Hamas. The Archbishop of York, Stephen Cotterill, will focus on the importance of actions over words in his Christmas sermon. The Church of England is facing criticism over its handling of abuse scandals. The Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, who resigned over one such controversy, will not be presiding over a Christmas service today. Our religion editor, Ali Makbul, reports.
In his Christmas sermon, the Archbishop of York will speak of, as he puts it, the inadequacies of those who talk a good game, but whose words are never embodied in action. Over recent days, Stephen Cotterill said sorry for how long it took, on his watch, to deal with a priest who'd historically abused underaged girls, though to the disappointment of victims, says he couldn't legally have acted earlier. Today he's unlikely to talk directly of the church crisis, but will speak of the need to look after the most vulnerable, including the hungry, oppressed and victims of abuse.
The King is expected to refer to his cancer treatment in his traditional Christmas message later. The royal family will attend church at Sandringham this morning without Prince Andrew, who's not joining them after his links to an alleged Chinese spy ring were made public. Here's our senior royal correspondent, Daniela Ralph.
Last year, the King led the royal family to church, having celebrated his coronation and with plans for a busy year ahead. Today he is at Sandringham reflecting on 12 months where he's faced cancer along with his daughter-in-law, the Princess of Wales. Unusually, the King has chosen to deliver his Christmas message from a former hospital chapel in central London rather than a royal residence. It is a sign that his own health problems will form part of the broadcast. Fitzrovia Chapel is a community space, and the power of bringing people together is also likely to feature.
Ukrainian officials say Russia has launched a large-scale attack targeting the country's energy infrastructure. Details are still coming in. The mayor of the northeastern city of Kharkiv says at least 3 people there have been wounded in a massive Russian missile attack.